An anthology about the bad, the short-lived, and the forgotten shows and events in television history. This is It Was a Thing on TV.
Punisher! Control!
Tell me before I change my mind!
I give you Super Train!
All right, folks. As we're recording this, we are approximately maybe an hour from the 112th anniversary of the moment that, well, no, it's 112 years ago, tomorrow, in an hour from now, the time of recording this. It's lap out when the Titanic hit the iceberg.
Yes.
And boy, could I see something that is almost an animated recreation of hitting an iceberg right here.
Yeah. I'm wondering why we're not doing this on Monday, since that is actually when the day when the ship actually went under. It went under like at 2 a.m. on April 15th. This is the animated version of that story. And of course, because it's an animated version, some liberties were taken. You're not going to hear about Molly Brown or Captain E.J. Smith or Thomas Andrews or John Jacob Astor and sneaking on the lifeboat because he's a cowardly.
Oh yeah, screw J. Bruce Ismay, that piece of shit.
It's live, pal. You're not going to hear any of that. What you will hear is a story about a poor girl and a love story, of course. And because it's an animated feature, there's going to be some music, there's going to be some dancing, and we might even have a dog that raps.
Wait, what are you talking about, Chico?
It's a rapping dog.
Chico, this is 1912. There's no such thing as rapping in 1912.
Somebody should tell the dog that, because
okay, this is called Titanic, The Legend Goes On. I've always referred to this as that stupid animated Titanic movie that apparently has a rapping dog. So, this film was actually commercially released theatrically in Italy.
Where it was written and conceived, obviously.
I can't even believe this actually got a theatrical release somewhere.
It's unbelievable.
And apparently, there's a longer version of this. That's 82 minutes, I think. But this is cut all the way down to 55 minutes. But this version that we're watching, the cut-down version, has all the fun stuff.
Yes,
that makes this movie great.
Yeah, yeah. That makes this movie great.
Look, but Chico, I'm sure this movie is historically accurate to the Titanic.
Hey, does anybody want to tell Greg? Anybody? No? Whammy, you want to tell Greg?
I don't want to tell Greg.
Okay, so the link is in the description for the episode. So,
and I am watching on the company iPad here.
Okay. Is it the Cheetos laptop tablet?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thanks, Jason.
Well, I'm watching this on my MSI Raider gaming laptop. So, okay. The link's in the description. You click on the link. You sync it to 000. I'm going to give a 3-2-1 countdown and then say play. And when I say play, you play on your end, the listener. Okay, here we go. 3-2-1, play.
Gianpaolo Brugnoli.
Gianpaolo Brugnoli.
A Titanic Cartoons SNR Roma production. Associate producers Daniela Lorenzaro and Marco Colombo.
Columbo, Titanic,
the legend goes on by the folks that gave creative consultant Jim McGann. He was responsible for half of the Disney Afternoon.
Well, that's a shame. This was written
by Camillo Tetti. Spoilers! Oh my god!
Oh, they're giving this away so early in the movie. Oh man, all this.
I would have thought there would be more boats in the water.
Yeah. Oh look, we're already recycling animation.
Yes. It'd be cold out here. And more rowing footage. Ah, there are all the boats. Yo, I know Titanic didn't have enough boats, but where are all the boats?
There's like 5 boats. Oh, look at the Dalmatians are crying. That's the 4th time they've reused this. God.
All I'm saying is, if I'm Disney, I smell a lawsuit. That is just, how can I put this? Morbid. Ooh. And boom. Yeah, this scene right here. And they use that one like twice too.
They're just recycling animation all over the place. They only had like $1,000 for this animated footage.
So, how did we get here? Bum bum bum.
Does this look like anything?
Stop moping over that picture. You're never going to find your precious mother.
Your precious mother!
Oh, this looks like several things, Greg. Let's just say, she's not wicked. She's vile. A vile foster mother and her 2 vile foster sisters. Totally different.
Sure, we'll go with that.
And there she is. The biggest thing to hit the sea since, well, the Kraken.
Geeks on the Titanic. This is surely accurate. Everyone knows there was geeks on the Titanic.
We're gonna be late!
Oh, and we
oh my god, is that the Chihuahua from Oliver and Company?
Hey look, it's the Wish version of Cruella de Vil.
Angelica, pick up that luggage and get a move on.
Jeffrey, what are you
Oh crap.
Not my diamond! I mean, pendant!
Here you are. Let's hope it's a smooth crossing. My card.
This is yours! Look, Mother, it's
the... I just realized something. Angelica is supposed to be Anastasia. Who technically is now a Disney princess, I guess, but was not way back when.
Oh, speaking of Don Bluth, here we're ripping off an American Tale.
Who are you?
Come on, Angelica. Don't dawdle.
Should have asked him to get in the box. Stupid.
What a divine figure.
Ooh. He doesn't look shifty.
Toothache, Gaston.
Gaston! They actually had the balls to name this character Gaston?
That's the secretary of the gentleman that we're seeing right now, William. He's the nicest guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Master William. I can manage.
Don't be silly, Nanny. Let me.
Wait, he's like over 18 and he still has a nanny?
What have you got in there?
He's upper crust.
Okay.
Upper crust English people have nannies to do all of their living, so they don't have to.
Oh, squirrels. We all know squirrels were on the Titanic. Or is it a beaver? Oh, it's a beaver.
It's a beaver.
Oh, Mexican mice.
Mexican mice on the Titanic, of course.
Hey, what's with the costumes, guys? We've been on tour, senor. And cannot wait to get home, eh, muchachos?
Oh my god.
We're just ripping off everybody now. We ripped off Disney. We ripped off Don Bluth. We're ripping off the Looney Tunes. And apparently now we're ripping off Sherlock Holmes.
Just telling the captain how worried I am about my jewelry.
Detective Bradbury, Miss Rhoda Vanderplonk of New York.
Detective Bradbury.
A notorious gang of thieves I'm trailing in disguise.
Ooh.
And I figured by boarding late, I'd go unnoticed.
Ready for sea, sir.
Ahead slow.
Aye, aye, sir.
Go easy pulling out of the harbor. We don't want to disturb the other liners with our wash.
Port screw. Ahead slow. All gangplanks away.
Yeah, take a good look at those historical figures. That's the last time you're going to see them. Because, of course it is.
Keep hauling!
Have a great life. Talk to you never.
Mommy, what am I going to do? Call her, Mommy. Call her at once. This is Angelica's fault.
Make her photographer.
Man. They'd blame Angelica for this. They'd blame Angelica for a rainy day.
Come in.
What?
You rang, Mom? Please go fetch my ward, Angelica Pickering.
Horny.
Oh, no.
Right away. You didn't pack our clothes properly, you clumsy girl. Pick up those bits of broken china at once, then mend and iron our clothes so we can attend the reception to welcome us aboard. In any case, you can't come. You've nothing to wear.
Nothing to wear! And no one's going to make you wear.
Oh, they treat Angelica like crap.
Do you need a hand?
No, thank you. I don't mind hard work. It's just I'm worried because I can't find my locket, a present from my mother.
Like, she doesn't mind the work?
And what are you doing up there?
Oh my god. If it were me, I'd be screaming in a whisper like, you bitch.
Oh, look at that. She gave the mice food. Okay, Chico, here we go. Here comes the greatest moment in cinema history coming up.
Ow.
How
many times are they going to use that clip, I wonder?
If it hadn't been for you, I would be now in someone else's digestion.
You know there's something you should know,
what?
So I'm gonna
what?
Tell you so.
What?
Don't sweat
what?
It. Forget it. Enjoy the show.
Working all day, what's the dog doing, Chico?
It seems like he's reciting a poem.
Oh, okay.
But to music.
What was this?
Hold on.
The dog is wearing a white beater t-shirt. He's holding a radio. And he's rapping.
What even is happening right now?
What's going on with these chefs? Oh, the pot roast hit the dog.
And now she dreams of meat.
I love how all these anime characters have this close-up look, like a shock face, like, oh, me? Why is the dog rapping?
And of course the skyscraper and the brick wall, never mind that we're all on a boat right now. with the thing that says rap music on it.
Now hold on, are we supposed to believe this dog invented rap?
This dog invented rap.
You to fill a sparrow's skull. Hopeless idiots. Dumbbells, I despair. What are you looking for? Where is it? Here it is. That's the way to do it, boys. Understand?
Oh, knockoff Cruella means business.
And her knockoff henchmen, Dirk and Kirk.
How unimaginative, Dirk and Kirk.
You want to talk about unimaginative? Dollar store Cruella de Vil's name is Corinthia Mean Streak.
Oh, jeez.
And don't come back empty-handed.
You are. Don't worry about that. We're professional.
A professional.
And now they're ripping off Lady and the Tramp. What the hell? We're just going to rip off all the Disney movies. Whoops.
We've done it again.
I swear that dog just talked to me, he did.
Couldn't you tell from their pants and those shoes? They're bums.
Bums.
Oh
no.
Of course she hasn't. She's a little girl.
So take your own advice. Relax. Who knows what's around the corner? I dream of my first building going up in America.
Progress, Sir William. Progress. One must always be ready to progress. You humble secretary, even I could someday become perhaps even your boss. Yeah, if you don't need me, I think I'll take
best you could do is maybe a chef.
Pardon, monsieur. May I steal her for one moment?
You know, that's a lot of boob for a kid's movie.
Well, it's Italian, Chico.
Oh, that explains it.
She's not going to fall for that old line, I hope. Psst. Watch out for a couple of weirdos, a kind of crazy red-haired cat, and someone I hesitate to call one of us, more like a bat than a dog.
Heard everything. Count me in, but my time is limited.
Why is the late 80 dog talking like Sam Elliott?
Oops, gotta get
Maybe it's supposed to be Lady and the Tramp in one Cocker Spaniel.
It's a scam. Fake from top to bottom.
Ooh, I see.
And now, for no reason at all, here's a CG clip of the ship. Oh, Angelica's so nice.
Oh, what are they gonna find here? Oh.
Dog and his fat mistress. We'll fix their wagon.
The only thing they're finding is each other's feet.
You take the mutt, leave the old bag to me.
Oh, hilarity's definitely ensuing.
And the henchman and the detective, who looks an awful lot like Hercule Poirot, I should say.
Oh.
Meet cute.
I bet you look ravishing in this.
Are you kidding? She could fit into that dress twice.
Ooh.
Hello, my name is William. What's yours? The silent treatment. I just want her more than ever now!
Dalmatians and the Spaniel have access to the first class dining room, so they'll get the first and second courses. You mice get into the storerooms, you worry about the rest, and pick up some decorations.
Who died and made you the leader?
The locket that her long-lost mother gave her.
Yes, and... while you're on your rounds, keep an eye out for a locket lost by a very sweet person who's kind to animals.
Okay. Oh, what's the Mexican mice gonna
Uh-oh. It's a good thing it wasn't a number two. Oh. Welcome to the galley.
Oh, whiskey, no!
Sausage.
Sausages.
Come in. It isn't every day one has the pleasure of meeting a young man of such breeding.
It isn't every day!
Have you another daughter? Or another young lady traveling with you?
No, I have two.
I seem to have made a mistake. Excuse me.
I know they might not be your type, but hey, more cushion for the pushing.
Master William?
Nothing a book can't
fix. I met
fix.
A sweet, charming girl. I don't know who she is, or even what part of the ship she's in. She's vanished into thin air.
We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. She can hardly get off. You'll bump into her again.
Her eyes will...
Are you sure about that?
I think I must be going a bit soft in the head.
I know what's wrong with you.
What? What is it? Tell me!
Yes, you are. I thought he was a bit bold, examining the dress to see if it was my size.
We're in the 20th century.
And here's Angelica with that magical grandma figure.
As long as his intentions were good.
Well, I've never had a proper family, so I've always dreamed of making one, but I don't want to rush things. I have a whole life ahead of me.
Don't tell her. She doesn't know. She doesn't know!
Angelica! Come here at once!
Well, you're poor and also a woman, so you don't have much of a life ahead of you.
Excuse me, madam. You were talking to a young lady. How can I find her?
I know she often comes out here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I must go in now.
You heard of bad American dubbing? This is bad American editing.
Oh, God, yeah.
I told you not to get familiar with the passengers.
I'm always a perfect lady, and I've nothing to be ashamed of.
I would be most honored if you would join me at my table, mademoiselle.
I'm sorry, but I have to say...
One tiny moment. I have a gift for you. It will look exquisite on that gown.
Does our first officer have a problem?
No.
Oh my.
Then let's drink.
That is a lot of And now, here's some stock footage of everybody on the ship, because we don't want to pay to reanimate her mouth.
I would have thought you'd be upstairs listening to that wonderful singer.
I was too busy looking for someone.
By the way, that singer's name is Molly, but it's not the Molly you're thinking of.
I'm not going to let her get away from me.
Hold me, never let me go.
Oh, not- yeah, they're dancing to the Wish version of My Heart Will Go On.
Wonderful thing about this trip to America is meeting you.
I don't know whether to believe you or not.
I'm William. Will for short.
You gonna tell me your name or are you gonna run off again?
I don't know your name.
It's Angelica.
Will I see you at the reception tonight?
Nobody likes to answer a question around here!
William, he seems sincere. Of course, I could be wrong.
He sounds sincere, but then how could anyone lie to you? Anyway, he's the one who rescued Ernest from the handrail. And he did that out of sheer goodwill.
Well, he's going to wait for me in vain at the reception tonight. He asked me to go with him, but I've nothing to wear. And my stepsisters would never lend me a suitable dress. At least they'll have a good
there, well, once to...
I haven't worn this
of course
since
not.
My poor Francis took me to the opera for the first and last time. It's about your size. Mind you, I had a shape once upon a time. Rather nice, too. There's time to do some alterations.
Thank you. Thank you. What did my foster mother say? And Bernice? And Hortense?
I wouldn't worry about them. They may not even recognize you.
Oh, what does that mean?
Does this look like anything?
I'd like to speak to the captain.
He just left, miss. I'm the first officer.
Well, I've lost a locket. I went to Lost and Found at the purser's office, but they were closed. Anyway, it's oval and made of gold. There's a picture of my mother inside. If anyone finds it, can you let me know? My name's Angelica. I'm in third class.
Rest assured, you'll get it if we do.
Sure.
You realize the locket that French masher gave Molly could be the missing one.
Yeah, it sure looks like the kind Fritz told us to keep a lookout for.
Oh. The mouse is dead trying to open the thing with a knife.
And it works. And is almost lethal.
Oh. I have to say, sweet mustache on that mouse. Ow.
And I'd hurry and jump if I were you.
Sorry, Mario. Our locket's in another castle.
And now, the wish version of that cat from that movie about the evil cat.
Jeffrey, what are you hiding behind the door for?
You know the one I'm talking about, right, Greg?
Sure.
Lucifer. That's what I was trying to think of. Lucifer from Cinderella.
The crow was there too.
You don't look like Eric Draven to me. Oh, you mean the, no, yeah. That's not a crow. That's a magpie.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Slightly less racist. But only slightly. Because if it were a crow, A, it would be incredibly racist, and B, it would be an obvious Disney knockoff.
Yes.
Doing business with you. Find his keepers.
You have to give it back to its rightful owner.
Owner Shmona. It's mine now, and I'm not giving it to anyone.
Oh, of course you'd say that. You're a magpie.
No more nonsense. It's hers. Put it around her neck.
I never thought I'd see the day when I'd have to give back something that's mine. What about my reputation?
Do you think Angelica's hearing this talking?
Thank you.
I have no idea.
I love that her reaction isn't, holy crap, this magpie and this mouse conspired to help get my locket back.
Department. Sam to my friends a threat to hand. Never mind. I'm here incognito on a special assignment.
Oh,
I didn't meet you at the dock.
lady after all the trouble she's caused.
This totally is not going to fool them with this disguise this guy is.
And
oh!
That looks like it hurt.
Helpless idiots! Dumbbells!
You just sat on the chihuahua from Oliver and Company!
What's the matter, Captain?
The Baltic has sighted icebergs in the area. Says to keep a lookout. No reason to be unduly alarmed. In any case, tell Stockard to let me know if there's any change in the type of ice we're seeing.
It's way too soon to be talking about ice.
Somebody broke into my cabin and stole the locket, but that's all they took.
Excuse me, I couldn't help hearing what you said. Something was stolen from you? Bless you. Oh, thank you.
So the detective now has a fake black beard with bleached blonde hair? Okay.
Huh.
Oh, William's all alone. I guess he's not going to find Angelica at this gathering. Oh, look, it's a flashback the two times they've met each other. Let's keep constantly reusing this damn animation
and this damn song. By the way, the singing voice of Molly, Liz Calloway. Credits include Anastasia, the Swan Princess, and something called The Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars.
Oh, I think that was a Disney joint.
It is. It was also the singing voice of Princess Jasmine in Aladdin and the King of Thieves and The Return of Jafar.
What?
This film has an embarrassment of chest shots.
It has so many chest shots. You think Dan Schneider animated this?
No, if Dan Schneider animated it, there would be a whole lot of feet shots.
Oh, that's true. That bitch. My life has begun because you're the one holding me.
Hey, let's go.
I know who stole my locket. It was that girl.
No, I don't think it was her. Mais il est possible que...
Perhaps the locket is back with its rightful owner.
What does he mean by that?
Oh, nothing at all. Je suis sûr.
Oh! I don't care what side of the Atlantic you're from. That's gotta hurt.
Choker in here.
That's a slap Zachary Quinto would have been proud of.
Was it insured?
Don't need to get flustered now. I saw everything. Of course you have to report.
It was fake. All my jewelry's fake. You knew that, Honey Bunch, didn't you? But you love me for myself, don't you? And we'll be together forever and ever.
Oh.
Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Why are they constantly using these CG animated shots of Titanic?
They've got to fill in the gaps where the editing happens, Greg.
Oh.
I never really thought you'd come.
I've been waiting all my life for a moment as happy as this. Thought fate. But now. No. You know nothing about me.
I don't need to. I'm young and British, and you're poor and homely. We were destined for each other. This will all make sense when Hallmark movies become a thing.
Why is everybody watching this?
I don't know, you pervs. See, she has a vested interest because she's the magical grandma.
Now we can go and celebrate too. Let's make a night of it.
Maxie, shake a leg already.
Mommy, call her, Mommy. Call her, what?
Oh, boy. She's staying with me. I have no idea what's going on, but I am having so much fun.
Okay, that happened.
Confined until they can behave themselves.
If you're feeling too stuck, there's something that you can do. Stop. Dust off your dancing shoe stuff.
This isn't racist.
What are you talking about, Chico? This is historically accurate for the Titanic. There was Mexican mice singing on the Titanic.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're gonna tell me that dogs were rapping and cats were playing the trombone. Oh, sorry. The trumpet.
The trumpet!
So much recycling.
I like that the rapping dog's playing like his own version of the drums with like a bone as a drumstick.
Hey, wait. Can I take something to those lunks in the cage? I can't help feeling sorry for them. Join the party.
We don't take food from strangers, especially peasants.
Stupid dog. What am I saying? You look more like a
It's Mexican night on the Titanic.
Okay. These animals are having a grand old time. I'm sure they can't wait to get back to New York, Chico.
Don't tell them, Greg.
We fixed the fat lady.
I knew it.
It's a
It's a fur!
It's a phony! You're a phony! And of course, after a fiesta comes the siesta.
Mm-hmm.
prevent me from loving you. We'll find your parents, too. I promise you.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
I know you're out there.
William's like, I love you, Angelica. And Angelica's like, I love finding my mother again.
Being in love is the best thing in the whole world. How she must have suffered.
Couple of tunnel vision characters here.
No cares from now on. Just be happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Everybody happy. Is that supposed to be there?
No.
Look at that!
What, you never seen mist before?
That's not just ice. Hello?
Uh-oh! And oh, it's just an iceberg. We'll be fine.
They recycled that four times.
Well, if they wanted to be historically accurate, they would have recycled it five times. No, I would wake the children.
Everyone's going up on deck. We'd better wake them and get them dressed.
It's filling up fast! Oh yeah, that'll solve the problem.
What's that noise? We hit an iceberg.
What's the quickest way to third class from here?
Down downstairs to the right. But you may find the corridors closed. You better get a lifebelt on.
Not without Angelica. There's the fifth one.
Keep together and follow me.
We get to open the cage or those two will drown.
Oh, they're already dead. Is that a swimming bird?
Yeah.
Now you can tell this is historically inaccurate. That is a full lifeboat.
Hurry up. I mean, wait, Lee. There's no time to lose. You forgot your jewel case.
Mommy, I forgot my jewels too. I'll go get them.
Oh.
Oh. That's dirty. Effective, but dirty. Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lord.
All these quick cuts.
Out of sequence quick cuts.
Come on, come on! Women and children over here, quickly! Can't go through this way. Don't force me to resort to violence.
Must let us by. It's our only chance. The other way is filling up with water.
All right, women and children only.
Go on, we'll be together again soon, I promise.
Sure.
Don't
you say
him.
That, William.
And of course, Molly is up on deck with the band singing that one song.
I'm a failure, Winnie. I have no future to offer you. There's going to be a future. I was going over to find someone to bail me out of bankruptcy.
I'm more better off than you are, darling. Truth is, I trapped you, and now that I've even lost Flopsy, you're it.
Hurry, get in the boat! Come on, miss, you're the last one in this boat.
That was, by the way, the person by the name of Jeremy McFlannel.
Wow, what a name. And now we're back at the beginning. Oh, jeez.
Maybe you're bothering them. Sit over here.
Come on! Last call! Women and children! Keep rowing!
Keep rowing, Angelica! Oh, look at the sad Dalmatians.
You don't even know who this cat is.
Victoria, where's William?
Where's William?
Do you think he's safe? Don't worry. Everything will turn out fine. You'll see.
Sure.
Oh noes.
Quickly now, quickly. No other boat.
Oh, no other boats. Every person for himself or herself.
And now a bunch of rapid successions of recycled material. Was he gonna do a ninja flip? No.
Oh. Ah, good thing William saved that little boy.
There's a child here.
There you go.
Oh no.
Oh no, his foot is stuck to the boat. Oh, the poor Dalmatians crying again. Wait, what?
Huh?
Will you ladies sit down? You're unbalancing the boat.
Do you still have a picture in the locket?
Yes. Ever since my mother put it around my neck as a baby. And then
left you because she was forced to.
Mother. What?
Mommy.
Chico, can you believe... Can you believe this? William's nanny turns out to be Angelica's mother.
I know your father wanted to give you up.
I never thought you'd abandoned me, and the hope that one day I'd find.
What an amazing coincidence!
It is strange, though. I finally found my mother, only to lose William.
William?
You know him?
That tall, handsome young man traveling on the Titanic? Yes. I brought him up and gave him all the love I wanted to give you.
Oh, Mummy, don't let me stop hoping. Look.
Does this look like anything?
There's a body out there. Please try to get nearer.
We can't take on anyone else. We're too full as it is.
What sort of a set?
Yeah, bullcrap.
You know damn well that this is a half full lifeboat.
Oh,
that was a fake out.
Let him go. Leave him.
No. No Sam left behind.
Thank you, one and all. Special Detective Bradbury, New York Police Department. Sam to my friends. Just call me Sam. And don't worry. From now on, you got me to protect you.
and now this rowboat guy feels inadequate.
Why is the chef survived on a pot? How'd that happen?
Oh, did you know? He was drunk the whole time.
I'm sure that's very historically accurate. The chef was on a pot, yeah.
Look it up.
Sharks! Oh,
no,
it's dolphins.
Dolphins! The clowns of the ocean!
We have company.
Look! Over there!
William!
I'm not falling for that again!
Not the hair! Oh.
Oh.
Get that hound off the boat!
Will you shut up?
Let him go, I said! Let him go!
Ah, shut up. Try to keep the boat on course for a change.
William, darling, it's me, Angelica.
My baby.
Speak to me. Open your eyes, please.
It's cold.
Oh my god, it turned into home movies.
I told you we'd be together again soon. Sorry I took so long.
Oh. Well, I guess they lived happily ever after, Chico. So yeah. I guess this is the end of the movie. So I cannot believe
what
it was.
Wait a minute.
What?
Where are you going? The movie isn't over yet. Don't you want to know what happened to everybody?
No.
We're sitting really pretty. To thank us for saving him, our friend the ship's cook put us up at his new place of work.
Oh.
Of one of New York's fanciest restaurants.
Oh, nice.
Everything we need.
This look I'm sure this is not a ripoff of anything.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. The dogs are now cops.
Nice.
But the detective has a lollipop and he has a bald head. What does that remind you of, Chico?
Dressed in mourning, Gertrude Pickering is all broken up. Though her tears are not tears of joy. Tortense and Bernice marry Kirk and Dirk.
Oh.
Who are gloatingly thinking they got it made. At least until Aunt Corinthia gets out of jail and makes them go back to stealing for a living.
Yeah. You go to jail.
Poor Gaston, drooling with great expectations, got himself hired by Rhoda Vanderplonk, and the heiress put his Gallic charms to the best use possible. As chauffeur, babysitter, cook, butler, gardener, etc., etc. And here we have the ecstatic newlyweds, Angelica and William.
Oh, they got married.
Mother, Nanny, Jenny, Victoria, and the grandchildren. And the Dalmatians and their children.
Oh, the Dalmatians had children.
After having lost their beloved
I wonder how many.
Well, here's hoping they'll all live happily ever after. Bye for now, and see you soon.
Wait, Chica, what did the mouse just say? He was hoping they all live happily ever after.
Bye for now, and see you soon.
Bye for now, and see you soon. Here's hoping they all live happily ever after. I mean, they all experienced a great tragedy. 1,500 people died, but see you soon! Oh my god. Well, here's 15 minutes of credits, but while these credits are playing, what the ever loving did we just see?
Well, in case you missed it, during the credits, here's all of the footage that they had to, well, edit out. And while all of this is going on, let me explain some of the critical reception. Linda Maria Caldow, author of The Titanic on Film, Myth vs. Truth, said that this was, quote, a failed Disney imitation that excels in bad taste. Christopher Campbell of IndieWire wrote that the film was inappropriate for children and that it's, quote, so terribly written and drawn that it's offensive to the Titanic's memory.
You know it's bad when the freaking Tidy, the SNL TV Funhouse parody, was more faithful to the Titanic than this. And more respectful. Now, do you want me to read some of the YouTube comments on this video?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, let me share the screen. Okay, here we go. I am 110% confident that the creators of this film legitimately did not know the Titanic was a real thing. Recycled animation. The movie. Can we talk about that one lady who was laughing as the Titanic sunk? Oh boy, I can't wait for Coronavirus, the animated musical featuring rapping bats. I love how insensible they are when thousands of people died on the Titanic. And it's not a quote-unquote legend. It's a massacre. Party time would have been very appropriate during the scene when the Titanic was sinking. Titanic, the legend goes on. A film about a girl who wants to find her mom and dad. Serves her stepmother and stepsister. Falls in love with a dude she says two sentences to, and when their love is at its peak, they are met with disaster. Oh, and there's a rapping dog, Mexican mice, Italian mice, the greedy seagull, the cat from Cinderella, and did I forget to mention there's a subplot about a Sherlock Holmes story, a two-dog napper story, a completely random passenger love story, a stolen jewelry story, and there's an effing Where Is Everyone Now segment. What the F is this? This might be the only thing on YouTube at no risk of copyright. Meanwhile, at the studio, let's make the Titanic funny. How? Anthro-rapping dogs. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's how it went. Something is wrong with me. I dared myself to watch the whole movie, and I actually made it past the rapping dog. I love how the movie couldn't decide between all the subplots which one they wanted to be the main story, so they crammed it all together. LOL. Marvel, Infinity War is the most ambitious crossover event in history. Me, an intellectual, chose this movie. Real Titanic disaster. Over 1,500 people died. This movie's Titanic disaster. Only 10 people died. Yeah, let's review who died. Like, that one older couple and the singer, and that's about it, right?
Yep.
That's like three people.
Yeah.
So we assume that like three people died on this.
All they needed was a bit of flex tape and everything would have been solved.
Oh, God.
No, that's coming up in Titanic 3, Ocean Gate.
Oh, God.
Too soon?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a good thing that when we did Titanic 2 last year, that didn't happen. Okay, the dog rap was way too random. I would have thought I changed the channel on accident if I saw that on TV. What's up with the editing? It jumps from scene to scene sometimes, not even letting the characters finish what they are saying. The Titanic, a horrible tragedy that cost thousands of lives. This movie, everybody getting down because it's party time. Was this made by a fifth grader in Adobe Flash? Great story, smooth frame rate, original characters, and on top of all, the world's best editing. 10 out of 10 would rap again. Coming to a theater near you, The Black Plague, the animated musical, featuring rapping corn dogs and unicorns singing Latino music, and a Where Are They Now singer. LOL. Ugh. 2010 Haiti earthquake, the animated movie The Legend Goes On.
People die, dude!
Genghis Khan, The Legend Goes On. Armenian Genocide, The Legend Goes On. Trail of Tears, The Legend Goes On. Iranian Revolution, The Legend Goes On. Great Leap Forward, The Legend Goes On. 30 Years War, The Legend Goes On. Yugoslav Wars, The Legend Goes On.
I haven't seen a movie miss the point more since Pearl Harbor. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. God damn. The plot is Feifel comes to America, had a baby with Anastasia, where they had a baby with Cinderella, which they dated that angry chef from The Little Mermaid because of their bitterness towards relationships and hatred of lobster, but it was only three times, so it doesn't count. Which then had a casual relationship with Sherlock Holmes, and they're very happy, but afraid of ruining what they have, so they haven't actually given it a label. Here's a funny thing about this movie's English dub. All the voice actors in it also dubbed Italian horror movies, including Zombie, Suspiria, and City of the Living Dead, exploitation movies like Cannibal Holocaust, and Spaghetti Westerns. The detective was voiced by the guy who directed the English dub of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Knowing this somehow makes the movie funnier to me. I can't wait when I turn 85 and watch 9/11, The Legend of Osama.
Bro!
He said it, not me. Let's, who's it said? At More for Dan. So that's the guy who said it. Don't blame me. I'm just saying the words he said. I'm going to watch this entire thing. Tell my family I love them if I die.
Oh, gosh.
And they all lived happily ever after, proceeds to read newspaper. Hey, there's been a shooting in Sarajevo.
Story. Quite a few people perish horribly in the ocean. Producer, let's make a fun kids show out of it. Writer, we'll also add Jessica Rabbit as Cinderella, Poochie the dog, Speedy Gonzalez and crew, Cruella DeVille as Madame Frankenstein, and much more. Brilliant! Green light!
So I'm basically seeing the Jack and Rose story, but reversed. Except Angelica's not an artist, and they both survive the singing. Plus, does anyone not notice they both look very much alike, Jack and Rose, but in animation form? And the locket almost looks exactly like the Heart of the Ocean. Also, could someone please explain to me the rapping dog? Oh,
I would love to, but first, here's Holding Me for the 85th time.
Films now in development. Mount St. Helens, the legend goes on. 9/11, an American comedy. 9/11-2, the legend of the South Tower. Chernobyl, a classic fairy tale. COVID-19, the musical. Legends of the Cold War, megatons of fun. The 1906 San Francisco earthquake, a shaky tale. MLK Jr., the legend marches on. Mr. Black, the legend of a monster. World War II, a magical adventure. Thankfully, nobody has made 9/11 the animated musical. Yet. My God. This is... Oh, my. And we still got about 2 minutes more of credits.
Which means we have 2 minutes more of...
More recycled animation.
And recycled soundtracks.
Oh. Okay, well, we might as well tell everybody what's coming up this week at the time of recording this on It Was on TV. Well, guess what we're going to be talking about?
What?
That's the show. Guess what?
What?
I just told you.
Just tell me the name of the show.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What? Okay. Okay. You know, it's a TV show, right?
Yeah.
It's a TV show with a title, right?
Yeah.
And the title of the show is...
Guess what?
That's what I'm asking you. What is the name of the show?
Exactly.
No. So we're talking about what?
Yeah.
We're talking about... Okay. So Thursday, we're talking about the show called What?
No, we're talking about Guess What?
We're talking about Guess... Okay. You're talking about a show called Guess What?
Yes.
That's the dumbest name for a show I've ever heard.
Well, it's Canadian. That explains a lot.
Okay.
And then, what is coming up down the pike after that? Okay, 467. Oh, I know what's coming up. It's going to be a grand old time. We're going to talk about, hey, we just talked about a woman going from poverty to the high penthouse.
Yep.
Well, guess what? We're going to have like 5 little girls go from the poorhouse to the penthouse.
Yep. Tisha Campbell and 4 other people.
4 other people. It's not important who they are. All you got to know is Tisha Campbell's in it.
Yep. And then, Leonard Fry goes on the Oregon Trail and makes it to the end, apparently.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the other guy from Silver Spoons is with him.
So that's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
It will be. And you'll find out more about those on It Was a Thing on TV. Thanks for listening to this special live show. And we'll see you with that in the next one.
Sorry. See you soon!
See you soon! Wow! Party time! Party time! Everybody's feeling fat. It's party time! Party time! Party time! It's party time! And...